Welcome to East County Magazine's Arts and Music Spotlight. I'm your host, David Cotty. My guest today is Jennifer Eve Thorne, Associate Artistic Director of Moxie Theater. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi.
Jennifer, what is your definition of Moxie, and how does it tie into the theater's artistic mission?
Moxie is a great word that you don't hear used as often as it used to be, but I'm hoping it's coming back into fashion, and it means to have courage, grit, or gumption. Grit and gumption are also words you don't hear very often anymore, but the word really describes our company well and the type of work that we like to do.
Tell me a little bit about the founding of the company.
Moxie Theater was founded in 2004 by myself and three other theater artists in San Diego, Joanne Glover, Leif Kellgren, and Delicia Turner Sonnenberg.
Now, in 10 years, that's a long time. How has the company evolved over that 10 years?
Well, the company has grown in terms of size. There was originally four of us, and gosh, now I think we're at 10 or 11 on staff, and so that's been exciting. And we have increased our subscription base and our audiences, and we now have a permanent home, which we didn't have when we started.
That's right. The first 5 years, you were kind of nomadic. How did you happen to get that permanent home that you wanted so badly?
Well, you know, it was a choice initially to begin producing without a home. It was important to us to be able to stay tied to the type of work that we wanted to do without worrying about rent every year. And so by producing at established theater companies around the city, doing a season there, that allowed us to do that. And then just about at the beginning of our fifth season, we talked to another fabulous San Diego theater company, Signet Theater, who was ready to move out of their space, and they wanted to make sure that the space was handed over to another company who they believed in and who they supported. And so they let us know, and that's how we found the space we're in now.
Signet, of course, moved to Old Town. For our readers who don't know where Moxie is, tell us.
We are on El Cajon Boulevard in the Rolando area, right near San Diego State, on the border of La Mesa.
And there is a pizza place in the strip mall.
Yeah, that comes in handy after late night rehearsals.
Okay. So what special insights? This goes with the mission of Moxie. What special insights, Jennifer, do you believe that women playwrights bring to contemporary theater?
Our mission at Moxie is to create more diverse and honest images of women for our culture. And the way that we focus on doing that, one of the primary ways, is through the production of mostly female playwrights. We've done that for a reason. One reason is because the national average shows that only 16% of all plays getting professionally produced are written by female playwrights. But also because we felt like in order to create more diverse images of women for our culture, we had to be telling the stories that were coming from women. And so even though we focus on producing work that sort of defies stereotypes about women, for example, one of the shows this season is Enron, which is based on the collapse of Enron and the financial crisis, which certainly is not what people think women are writing about. But that's the point of, I think, why Moxie exists. We want you to think differently about women's work and what women, what female artists are interested in exploring and writing about.
Do you, through your community outreach, your education outreach, find a way to encourage young girls to be involved and be interested in theater?
I'm glad that you asked that, because these last few years, the growth of our education program has been one of the most exciting developments at Moxie for me. The School of Moxie teaches artists, both male and female, professionals and beginners. But one of the really incredible things that's begun to happen is young female artists, or just young women who are exploring who they are and what they want to do in the world, are finding their way to Moxie and are taking our classes and then signing on to be interns. They work on our productions. They work on things in the administrative office. And we think that those young women, we've got several of them interning with us right now, those are the future of Moxie.
Speaking of the future, your big night is September 20th, opening night of the 10th season. Tell us what we're going to see.
You're going to see a really great new play called A Discourse on the Wonders of the Invisible World by Liz Duffy Adams, who is one of Moxie's favorite playwrights. And we're really excited to share this new play with San Diego.
And Liz Duffy Adams has kind of a connective history with Moxie.
She does. That the first play that Moxie ever produced was also by Liz Duffy Adams, and that was titled Dog Act, and it actually developed sort of a cult following. We had people, we added performances at midnight. We had full audiences lining up to see, you know, a midnight show of a first play of a brand new theater company. And part of, I think, why we've been successful is producing playwrights like Liz, who are really on the forefront of American theater and writing really new, exciting work. So we decided she was the first playwright we produced 10 years ago. So why not celebrate by producing her newest play for our 10th anniversary?
Let's go even further into the future. 10 years from now, where do you expect Moxie to be?
It's been our goal since we were founded to pass Moxie on. So while I think that I'll still be involved with Moxie in 10 years, I certainly hope that the next artistic director is in the wings, learning the ropes and ready to add her own artistic sensibility to the company. I think that Moxie should grow and exist in perpetuity, and that those leadership roles, the ones that myself and Delicia and Joanne have now, should be handed on. And I look forward to, you know, coming back and seeing productions and congratulating those artists on what they've done with Moxie.
Good luck with the new show and the new season, and thank you for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me.